Good morning, Yom Rishon is Sunday, Parshas Metzora, Tov Shin Pei Dalid. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachas, Yoredei Chelik Sheni, Hilchas Reishis Hagez, Halacha Gimel. We're up to V'alkein Sholach David Lenovol, Bigzois Tzoinoi. We dedicate the learning today, Leiloi Nishmas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Nosson Yaakov, Harini Kaporas Mishkovoi. We take this opportunity to thank Hashem for watching over all of Klal Yisrael, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Last night, Motzei Shabbos, Iran finally out in the open started a war with Eretz Yisrael, with Hashem. We hope and pray that the schus of the Torah and Tefillah and Stoka of Klal Yisrael will protect all of us here in Eretz Yisrael, all over the world, and we'll be zeicha to see the Geula Shlema very soon. We're in the month of Nisan. It's the appropriate time for Geula. We should be zeicha to see it with our eyes, Mitzvashem. Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'alkein sholach David lenovol bigzois tzoinoi. And based on what we've been learning here, related to chapter 7 in the second half of Likud Imran, we'll understand why Dovid HaMelech, who was with a small army of people at the time, running for his life from Shaul HaMelech, who wanted to kill him, and they needed food, and they were the ones who had provided protection and helped Novel, who was a very wealthy man, and now they needed food. Dovid HaMelech sent a message to Novel where he said, Va'amartem koi lechoi. Ki rotzo lesaknoi ulevorchoi shetia hagiza bebechinas chayim, bebechinas das. Dovid HaMelech wanted to bless Novel, and he wanted to help make a tikkun for Novel. We had learned in the previous year that Novel was a Gilgul of Lavan, who Yaakov Avinu had taken care of his sheep, even though Lavan tried to trick him and fool him every way possible, and Yaakov Avinu was successful. And now Dovid HaMelech wanted to try to help make a tikkun and give a bracha to Novel that his shearing of the wool of the sheep should be positive, should be chayim, das, shehu bechinas levushim, which is the concept of garments, shehim bechinas gizas hatzoin, which is the wool that's taken off the sheep, bechinas makifin anal, as we learned in the previous year, which is used to make clothing, which is a form of makifin. Makifin is something that encircles a person. Shehu hadas shel ben v'talmid, which Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran says, this refers to that high level das of the tzaddik, which is a combination of the das that's needed for the people on a high level, who are compared to the bein, the son, and the people on a low level, who are compared to the talmid. Shezeh ikar hachayim, that's called life, that's called living, the das, that high-level das. Ki novol hayogilgul lovon, ki muva baksohim. The Arizal in his Sefer Likutei Torah says that novol and lovon are the same letters, and novol was actually a reincarnation of lovon. The lovon pogam bahatsoin shegozal miyakov. Lovon committed a terrible wrong with the sheep that he stole from Yaakov Avinu. Vishino vehechlefimoi asoro aseres moinim. And he changed the deal that he had made with Yaakov Avinu 10 times, 100 times over, always trying to make it in his own favor and against Yaakov Avinu, to rob Yaakov Avinu. Ki Yaakov zocho lohoi lidbono bigdusha. Yaakov Avinu was zeicha to bring children into the world with holiness. Shehem bechinas ben v'talmid. And his children were in the category of ben, sons, and talmidim. He taught them about Hashem. Be'es she'osak b'hatzoin. During that time period when he was shepherding Lovon's tzoin. Kal yidei zeh nimshach bechinas hadas anal. Shu bechinas ben v'talmid kanal. Because as we learned previously, when a person is taking care of sheep bigdusha, through this he's drawing these makifin, this high-level das of ben v'talmid. V'yalkein zocha oz La'ashiras goda. And that's why, despite all of Lavan's efforts to fool him and trick him and rob him, Yaakov Avinu still succeeded and attained great wealth. Ki ikar ho'ashiras va'parnosa nimshach misham kanal. Because, as we mentioned earlier, quoting from Likutei Maran, Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the main wealth and parnosa comes to a person when a person is zeicha to this das, this das of Ben the Talmud. V'lavon pogam b'chol zeh, and Lavan was the opposite of all of this. Ki hechlef imo, he changed Yaakov Avinu's deal and tried to rob him 10 times over. V'rodaf es Yaakov, and he chased after Yaakov Avinu. V'rotzo lakor es hakol chas v'shalom. Lavan wanted to destroy everything, the entire Jewish nation. Paroi only said, throw the girls into the river. Lavan, bikesh lakor es hakol. V'yalkein Dovid rotzo lesaken zois, and therefore Dovid HaMelech wanted to repair the terrible wrong that was perpetrated by Lavan. V'sholach lenovel be'eis gizas hatzoim, and therefore he sent this bracha to Novel during the period of time when Novel's shepherds were involved in shearing the wool of the sheep. And he said, Va'amartem koile choi, sheyizke shetia hagiza bebechinas chayim, that he should be zecher, that the shearing of the wool of the sheep should be done properly, bigdusha, so that it should result in life. V'novel loy chofetz babracha. However, Novel wasn't interested in a bracha from Dovid HaMelech. V'omad berishoy, and he stood by his evil, the same evil in his previous reincarnation. Umorad b'malchus David, and he rebelled against the kingdom of Dovid HaMelech. He sent back an insulting message to Dovid HaMelech, showing extreme disrespect. Al kein meis al yedei zeh. Therefore, the Torah tells us that Novel died because of this. Kish kishein mamshichin hagiza, dahainu hamakifin bigdusha, azay bo misal. Because when a person is not drawing that wool from the sheep, the makifin, in a proper way, in a holy way, in a good way, then those makifin, which represent a very bright light, it blinds the person, it kills the person. That resulted in death, shenimshach miribui oyer, which is caused when there's too much light. Shehu pigam halavushin, which means that the garments are not being dealt with properly. V'al kein himtim lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad achar yom ha-kippurim ulai yoshuv. And this is why the Navi tells us there, where it presents the whole story, it tells us that Hashem waited 10 days. Hashem waited till Yom Kippur to allow Novel an opportunity to do tshuva. As our rabbis expound on this in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, on the pasuk Vayihi ka'aseres yomim, it was after a 10-day period, Vayigoyf Hashem es Novel. Hashem struck down Novel. The Midrash Rabbi Samzal, and the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, page 18, Shehimtin lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu aseres yemei tshuva, that Hashem waited for Novel a period of 10 days, an opportunity to do tshuva. Ki b'yom HaKippurim oz nimcholen ha'avonos. Because as we learned previously, on Yom Kippur is when Hashem forgives all of the sins, when the Kohen Gadol is wearing all of his holy garments, the 8 big day kahuna. V'oz ikra hasogas hadas shel ben v'talmid. And that's when the Jewish nation can attain the highest level of das of ben and talmid, shehu b'chinas kohen u'beis hamikdash. As we showed earlier, the kohen represents both ben and talmid, and the beis hamikdash represents ben and talmid. Ki oz nichnosen b'beis hamikdash lefnai v'lefnim. Ki oz ikar ho'avoda b'beis hamikdash yoseh mikol hashana. Because it's on Yom Kippur that we have the highest level service in the Beis HaMikdash, more so than any other time during the year. Ki oz nichnosen b'beis hamikdash lefnai v'lefnim. Because on Yom Kippur is the one day in the year where the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter into the Holy of Holies. V'al kein, ad Yom HaKippurim hayo novel yochel l'sakin pegamanal. And therefore, until Yom Kippur, Hashem gave Novel the opportunity to correct the sin, shepogam b'malchus David be'eis kisas, whereby he spoke against and acted in an insulting way to the kingdom of David HaMelech at the time of the shearing of the wool of the sheep, shaydeze pogam beben v'talmid, which means he was poigim in the high-level seichel of Ben and Talmud, shemishom ikar hachius v'kiyum malchus beis David. That's where the kingdom of David HaMelech draws its life and its permanence. As we learned in the previous shiur, David Melech Yisrael chai v'kayom, that he draws his chius and kiyum from the Beis HaMikdash, which David HaMelech was the one who founded. He's the one who discovered the location. Paragraph Tes, V'al kein gam Avshalom morad ba'oviv be'eis giza satsoin. And now Rav Nosazal points out again a very interesting point, that the Torah tells us that Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech, staged a rebellion against his father. And when? At the time of the shearing of the wool of the sheep. Kemoshikosuv, as it says, Vayihyu goizizim, they were shearing the wool of the sheep of Avshalom. That's when this rebellion took place. Kihu rotzo limroid bo'aviv, because he wanted to rebel against his father, ulahamshich hamalchus, and to take the kingdom to himself, hanimshach halidei bechinas gizas. This malchus, which draws its power from the shearing of the wool of the sheep, from the makifin, as Rabbeinu Zal explains there in Likutey Moran. Aval be'emes, ein hamalucha shaycha rak im ledovid ulezaroi ad olam. But the truth is that the kingdom is only belongs to David HaMelech and his proper descendants, to Shlomo HaMelech, eternally. And therefore, Avshalom could not succeed in his rebellion in trying to take over the kingdom during the time that of the shearing of the wool of the sheep. Because Avshalom was not privileged to draw that light of the makifin properly with holiness. Vazai, and when that happens, adarab, it has the opposite effect. It doesn't give life, it gives death. Mei salideze. As a result, Avshalom ended up dying from that blinding light of the makifin. Ki ikar hamisa ukishemordin bebchinas malchus David. Because death is when a person rebels against the kingdom of David HaMelech, which is defined as life, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Dahainu, kishepoigmin keneged hatzadikim amitiyim. This means when a person goes against the true tzadikim, shehem oiskim lahachnis hadas beben v'talmid. They're the ones who are involved in trying to give, to infuse the Jewish nation with these levels of das, the das for the son and the das for the student. Shemishon mekabel malchus beis David. That's where the kingdom of David HaMelech draws its power from. Ki hamalchus mekabel mishom. The kingdom, the malchus, draws from there, from chachma, from the highest levels of chachma, from the makifim. Ki tzrichin liten hagedula v'hamemsholo v'hakovoy letzadikim. Because we need to give the greatness and the kingdom and the honor to the true tzaddikim, shehem yoidim lahachnis hadas bono b'hadroga b'mida. They're the ones who know how to teach us properly in a measured way, where the light isn't too blinding, chas v'shalom. V'lishtoy b'eshet zrichim lishtoy. They're the ones who know when to be silent, when not to reveal. Bebechinas, as it says in Koheles, eis lachshoyis ve'eis ledaber. There's a time to be silent and there's a time to speak. Shezeo bechinas chashmal. This is that term chashmal, which refers to a very high level light. And the Gemara says that chashmal is chash mal. Itim choshos, itim memalois. Memalois. There are times for silence and there are times to speak. The chashmal hu bechinas levushim. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that this term chashmal refers kaviyochol to a garment of the Shekhinah. Shezeo bechinas reishis hageh shenoisin lakoyin. This corresponds to that first shearing of the wool of the sheep, which we give to the kohen, this garment. Ki ikar hadas hu etzlam, because the main das is by the tzaddikim amitiyim, and by the kohanim. And when we perform this mitzvah properly, then we can be zeichet to life. Ki ikar hachayim hu misham, because the main source of life, of spiritual life and good life for the Jewish people, comes from there, me hamakifin anal, from that very high level of seichel called makifin, shenimshachem mebechinas arichus yomim v'shonim, which come from that level that's called long life, long years, that concept of atik. Atik means ancient, old age, zokein. And now Rav Nosson Zal takes us into the next topic in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya. After Reishis Hagez comes the laws of nidui, of cherem, when the bezin excommunicates somebody. Paragraph Yud, v'zeh bechinas nidui, and with this, we understand the mitzvah in the Torah, whereby the rabbis are instructed to excommunicate a person who insults the words of the rabbis. Ki poiretz geder yishchenu nochosh. The pasuk says in Koheles, a person who makes a breach in the fence. The rabbis are the ones who make fences around the Torah. They put boundaries to protect us from chas v'shalom violating a mitzvah of the written Torah. By, for example, a Jew is not allowed to write on Shabbos. If a person writes two letters, they violated the Isur, the one of the 39 acts of work of writing on Shabbos. The rabbi said you're not allowed to move a pen or a pencil. They declared a writing instrument muktzah in order to protect us that we shouldn't come to chas v'shalom write on Shabbos. So the rabbis are the ones who make these fences, and a person who goes against the rabbis is called a poiretz geder, and the Torah says, yashchenu nochosh, a snake should bite him. Ki kol divrei rabbonon heim bechinas gedorim usyogim, because all of the teachings of the rabbis are basically this concept of fences and boundaries. Bechinas mishmeres lemishmeres, like the Gemara says. It's a protection for the protection. The Torah is called a mishmeres. Shelo yiskarev zar el hakidusha. So that when we say put a fence around something, so that people who shouldn't be trespassing shouldn't be able to enter into there, so that the forces of evil shouldn't be able to get to the holiness, to be able to draw from there. Ki ikur hu lodas es Hashem, ulahakir gdulose v'ronemusi yisborah. Because the most important thing in life is recognition of Hashem and awareness and knowledge about Hashem and Hashem's greatness. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, begin the ishtemoidoinle, that the purpose of the creation of the world was so that people should achieve recognition of Hashem. However, it's impossible for a person to attain this recognition of Hashem without the Holy Torah. Vatoira hu hadas. The Torah is das, true knowledge, true intellect. Because it's through the Torah that we get to know and understand Hashem to whatever levels we can. And when a person is receiving das, we have to make sure to put fences, to put protections, so that No negative forces should be able to get to it. And so that the forces of evil shouldn't be able to draw energy from this das. And this is the concept behind all the fences that the rabbis put around the mitzvahs of the Torah, around the laws of the Torah. Shaideze nishmar hadas shelo yizkarev zar. That's what protects the das, that the wrong forces shouldn't be able to get to it. V'yalkein kol divrei chachomim hein bechinas chalukah derabonim. And this is why all of the teachings of the rabbis are referred to as the garment of the rabbis, like a garment protects a person from the elements. Ki hein bechinas levushin besoid hachashmal sheshomeres hamoichin ve'emunat doisha shel yizkarei zal. Because the teachings of the rabbis are the concept of these garments, this chashmal, which protects the moichin, the seichel, the das, and our emunah, so that outsiders shouldn't get to it. We shouldn't fall into the wrong types of emunah and the wrong type of das. V'zeh hachashmal nimshach mebechinas hamakifin. And this chashmal, these garments, draw their light from the makifin, shenimshach mebechinas shtika, which we said they draw from the silence. These makifin, that's a place which requires silence. Shehu tachlis hamakifin hu'elyonim. Here we're referring to the highest level makifin, she'i efshe lahasigam, which we cannot understand. Shehein bechina shtika, they are in the category of silence. We cannot speak about it. We can't question it. We can't get answers about it. Bechinas shtoik kachola b'machshava, as it says in the Gemara in several places, be silent. This was the original thought of Hashem, Kaviyochol. This is a level of machshava that shouldn't be put into words. Umishom kol hamakifin, and it's from that very high place that all of the makifin come from. Umishom kol halavushim, and it's from there that all the garments come. Shein bechinas chashmal. Sheshomer, which are this light of chashmal that protects the person. Hainu es hamoichin, it protects the moichin. Shehein ikar ha'odam, which are the real essence of man. The essence of man is the chachma. Hachachma techaye bo'oleha. That's called living. That's called life. Sheloyu yenikal asitrachramehem, so that the negative forces shouldn't be able to draw energy from there. Ki chashmal hu itim choshois itim amalois, because as we said earlier, chashmal teaches us this lesson of silence and speaking. There's a time to be silent and there's a time to speak. Ki yesh makifin shetzrichem lamshicham. There are makifin that we're supposed to attain, we're supposed to achieve. That there's knowledge that we're supposed to acquire. Shehein bebechinas dibur, they're in the category of speech. Ki medabrim umegalenoisam. Our rabbis, our teachers, they speak, they reveal to us this knowledge that we didn't have till now, these makifin. V'yesh shehein bebechinas chash. However, there are makifin which are in the category of chash, silence, bechinas shtika. V'chol ze nase al yidei hachachomim tzadikei hador, and all of this is accomplished through the rabbis, the tzadikim of the generation, shemeirin hadas bebonim v'talmidim. They're the ones who know what das to deliver to the high-level people, the bonim, and what das to give over to the talmidim, the lower-level people. Sheheim zoichim lahamakifim. These tzaddikim, these great rabbis, are zeicha to the makifin, umehem nemshochim kol halavushim, and it's from there that we draw all of our garments. Any questions? Now, Rav Nosson adds a new point, a very important point. Ubeyoser tzrichen lishmar es haraglin. Out of all the different parts of the body, and out of all the different parts of the spectrum of holiness, we have to especially protect the bottom, the lowest level, the feet. Kishon me'echosim haklipos beyoser, because it's there on the bottom, on the lower levels, that the klipos, the forces of tumah, attach themselves to the most. That's the most vulnerable place. And therefore, we have to protect the feet of the Kedusha very much so, so that the Klipos should not be able to draw more than they're supposed to from there. Because all sins come from there. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Avoin akevai yesubeni. The sins of the heel of my foot surround me. Vezeh bechinas min olim, and this is the whole concept of the importance of shoes. Shehem shmira laharaglim. They are a protection for the feet. Shetzrichim lizoer bohem oid, whereby a Jew has to be very careful to make sure to have shoes. And proper shoes, and to be wearing shoes, slippers, sin all the time. Kamosham as the Gemara says, Lo'olam yim korodom kol ma sheyesh lo v'yikach minolam l'raglov. A person should be willing to sell everything they have in order to buy shoes for their feet. Ki haminolim nimshochim gam kei mimakifin anal mechashmal anal. Because the shoes also draw from that same very high place, that chashmal. We said the malchus draws from the makifin. The malchus is the bottom of the feet. So the shoes also draw from these makifin, from this chashmal. Ki lemato boraglin nasa levush haminolin bebechinas chashmal kanal. Kemuvor b'ksavim. Because the Arizal explains that down below, by the feet, the clothing, the garment that's made there, the shoes, are created from this light called chashmal. Vezehu na'al, and this is the root of the word for shoes, na'al, loshen ne'ila u'segira. Ne'ila means to close. When we say that at the end of Yom Kippur, we have the tefillah of ne'ila, that's the closing tefillah of the day. K'moshe kosuv, V'sogar, v'no'al, he will close. Hainu b'china shtika, that refers to silence, closing one's mouth. Shehu nimshach me'b'china shtiko. This light, this chashmal that clothes the feet, draws from that high level of silence. U'mishom nishtal, and from way up there, it spirals all the way down below. And we're zeicher to holy shoes. Bechinas mayofu pe'omayich bana'olim. As the pasuk says in Shir Shirim, how beautiful are your footsteps that you take with your shoes. There's an expression, ketfilin kach minolayim, that just like tefillin are made from leather, so too the shoes generally are made from leather. And the Sifrei Kabbalah stress that tefillin, we know, represent a very high-level light. Tefillin are called chayim, life. There's a pasuk, Hashem aleihem yichyu. When they have Hashem upon them, they're alive, they live. And the Gemara says that refers to tefillin. The tefillin are leather, and that corresponds to those leather garments that Hashem gave Adam and Chava after they ate from the Eitz Hadas, kosnos oyer, with an ayin. And so too the shoes are also from leather, showing a connection between the two. Tefillin represent incredible high-level moichin, these high-level moichin, and shoes also draw from that same light, those makifin, the chashmal. Ki kemoi shelamalo, zeh hachochom shemegala hadas umachnis hamakifin letalmid uvonov. Because just like way above, the Chacham, the great rabbi who reveals Das and teaches makifen to his students and children, giving each person what they can handle on their level, and he's very careful when he speaks to put boundaries on his words. And he knows to be quiet where the right thing is to be quiet. Sheze ikar hatikun. This is the main ability to fix things, to repair things, to accomplish. Sheloyetze chutz legvul hashom, not to go out of bounds. Shehu b'chinas ripuyer, which would be an example of too much light, chas v'shalom, shemishom sitra demoisa hashom. That's where the other side draws its energy from toiv moed. That's the malach hamavos. Kemoikein, so too, ze ha'odam hamekabel elu hamoichin, the student, the child who is receiving this knowledge from the Chacham, the ikar ha'kabola bishvil hashpia l'acherim, and the main reason why the person is receiving that knowledge is to be able to share it with others, to pass it on to others, lilmoid, to learn, ulalamed, and to teach. Aval tzorech li zoher bedvorov moed. However, the student also has to be very careful with his words. Velishtoik b'mokam shetzrich lishtoik, to be silent where it's appropriate to be silent. Shloyeh hoylech rochil megalesoy. The person shouldn't chas v'shalom go in a sinful path, revealing secrets that aren't permitted to be revealed. Shloyeh gala hadas be'eis u'b'mokam shein tzrichim lagalos. Not to reveal this das in a place or at a time that's inappropriate. Das, so that the forces of tumah shouldn't be able to draw from the das. And this is the concept of shoes. We know that in tefillin you have the parshiyos of the tefillin. The main part of the tefillin is the parshiyos, the scrolls that the sofer writes. However, we don't see those scrolls. Those scrolls are hidden in batim, in boxes, in those leather boxes, in order to contain the light. That's that tzimtzum on the very high level, on the tefillin, which are going to be worn on the head, on top of the head, and on the arm. That's the tzimtzum of the chacham. Now we're going down to the feet, to the student. The one who's receiving the zeh bechinas menolim, and this is the whole concept behind the shoes shenimshocha mebechinas shtika, which draw from that high level, from that silence. Shehu shmiro lemadrega, that's the protection for the lower level lebechinas raglin, the feet. Sheshom oirvim hachitzonim, because that's the main place where the klipos, the sitra achra, try to attack and try to draw from. That it's very difficult for them to go up to the higher levels. They can't get up there. So they try to access the bottom of the kedusha, the feet. Bibchinas, as the Gemara says in Brachas, Hani birka derabonon deshilhi minayhu. The knees of the rabbis, which feel tired, when the rabbis' feet feel extreme tiredness, that comes from the klipa, these mazikin, these klipos. Utzrichin leshomram ma'oid mehem. And therefore, we have to protect the feet extremely well from these klipos. Vezeh bechinas hamenolin. That's the shoes. Shehim soigrim v'noyal emesoregel. They enclose the foot, v'noyal emefneim, and they close the entranceway for the klipos sheloyin kuchas v'shom, that they shouldn't be able to draw. And now Rav Nosson Soloff is going to explain the specific times and places where we don't wear, we specifically do not wear shoes. V'al kein, b'yom ha'kippurim, and therefore on Yom Kippur, she'oz ein lehasoton v'asitra achro shum shlita. That's the day where the Satan and the forces of evil have no power at all. K'moshem as the Gemara says in Yuma, the Gemara says there that the word hasatan is bigematria 364, showing us that it's only 364 days a year that the satan has power. There's one day a year on Yom Kippur where the satan is powerless. And it's on that day that all of our sins are forgiven and eliminated. The sins which are attached, especially to our feet, as the pasuk which we quoted earlier, the sin of the heel of my foot surrounds me. That explains why in Yom Kippur we remove the leather shoes. We do not wear leather shoes. There are some people that don't wear shoes at all. There are different opinions in halacha. The Arizal says that this applies only to leather shoes that shouldn't be worn. Other shoes that are not made from leather don't count in this sense. V'chein beveis hamikdosh, and so too when a person entered into the Beis Hamikdosh, sheshom ikar hadasana, that is the ultimate location of das, v'shom nischaprin kol havonos, and it's there that all of our sins were forgiven, alidei hatmidin, through the korban tamid that was brought in the morning and the tamid that was brought in the late afternoon. We mentioned this in the previous year. The tamid in the morning was to forgive all the sins of the nighttime, and the tamid in the late afternoon was to forgive all sins that occurred throughout the day. Al kein, shom gam kein cholzen hamenolim. Therefore, so too, when a person entered into the Beis Hamikdash, they removed their shoes. K'moshan Rabbi Senzal, as the Gemara says towards the end of Brachas, lo yikone soton bahar habayis b'makloi lo b'menoloi. That a Jew is not allowed to enter into the Har HaBayis, where the Beis Hamikdash was, with his stick or with his shoes. V'zeh b'chinas shal me'olecho me'al raglecho. And this explains also when Moshe Rabbeinu had the vision where Hashem revealed himself to him by the burning thorn bush, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, remove the shoes from your feet, ki ha'mokoy asher ata oimed olav at maskoideshu. Because the place where you're standing is holy ground. Because in a place like that, we don't need the shoes to protect us from the klipos. Ki hakol kodesh. Because over there are no klipos. Over there, it's all holiness. V'chein Yom HaKippurim, the same thing is true about Yom Kippur. Ubeis Hamikdash, and the same thing is true regarding the Beis Hamikdash. V'chein lehepach, and so too on the opposite end of the pendulum, B'Tisha B'Av, on the day of Tisha B'Av, which is the opposite of the Beis Hamikdash, that Shenechrav Habayis, which is the day when both Beis Hamikdashes were destroyed, V'Nestalek Hadas, which means that the Das left. V'chein ovel u'menuda, and so too a person who lost one of their seven close relatives, they're in a state of mourning, or menuda, a person who was put into chayrim, excommunication. Shenechaz oz sitra demoisachas shom. Those are times when the sitra achra is very powerful and is strongly attached to the kedusha. V'nistalik hadas shehu hachaim kanal. And the das left, the life, the spiritual life force left. Al kein oz tzrichin gam kein lachloit tzamen olam. That's why we have to remove the shoes on Tisha B'Av and an ovel and a person in cheren. K'me'achar she'ein das u'moichen, because those are times when we don't have das, we don't have moichen. Ein loy men olam. Therefore, we don't have shoes, shehim nimshocha mehamakifin, which draw their light from that highest level das. V'gam ein tzorich, and in addition, there's no need for shoes. V'ein moy loy men olam, and the shoes would not help the person. Adarabba, just the opposite. The shoes would cause further damage. Because the Tisha B'Av and a person who's in a state of Avelus or Cherem, it means that there's major din over there. The Sitra Achra is very powerful then. And if the person were to wear shoes, the Sitra Achra would be able to draw energy from the shoes. However, if the person remove the shoes, then from the person themselves, the ability of the Sitra Achra to draw from the person's feet is very limited at that time on Tisha B'Av during Avelus. Because during those times, the moichin, the seichel, the light has left the person. So the Sitra Achra doesn't really have where to draw energy from, where to draw power from. Question in the chat. There's a type of healing called grounding therapy, where a person is advised to spend time daily walking on the earth to help discharge the body from negative electrical charges that can cause health problems. Question whether this is permitted. I don't know what to say. I don't think so. In terms of, let's say, a person's at a swimming pool, walking around the swimming pool or a mikveh or something like that, there you're not required to be wearing shoes at that time. But generally, we say that from the time of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem cursed the ground. Arura ho'adama bavurecha, and there is a requirement to wear shoes, slippers, sandals, those kind of things. V'al kein osur b'divrei Torah, and this is why an ovel, a person who's in a state of mourning, or a person who's in cherem, or on Tisha B'Av, we are not allowed to learn most topics in the Torah. Vafilu b'she'ilah shalom osur, and the person is not even we're not even permitted to greet the person. Ki hu tzorich l'salekos hamoichin b'levli klal, because when a person is in that type of state, they have to remove the moichin. They're not allowed to be trying to draw moichin seichel at all. Afilu ma shemuta lahamshich tamid, even the seichel that throughout the year I'm allowed to draw, I'm supposed to draw. Achshav tzorich l'salek hakol. Now, on Tisha B'Av, or when a person's in mourning, a person has to remove all of that, shelo yinku heim mehamoichin chas v'shalom, so that the negative forces shouldn't be able to draw from those from that chokhmah, from that Torah, from that seichel. Kitomid, because usually throughout the rest of the year, other times, she'ein mizgabrim kol kach, when the Sitra Achra is not that powerful, oz haminolam meginam ala b'soyda, then a person's shoes are good enough to protect the person. They carry this light of chashmal. Avalos, however, during the time of mourning, when a person's in cherem, ein loy menolim, the person doesn't have shoes. V'al kein osur la'asek b'divrei Torah klal, and therefore it's forbidden for the person to be involved in the study of Torah. V'afilu b'she'ilas shalom, and even to greet somebody, to say shalom aleichem, is forbidden. Shehu shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the word shalom is one of the names of Hashem. It's also forbidden, osur. V'chein osur ledaber klal, and so too a person in cherem or an ovel is forbidden to speak general types of speech. Ki ovel ein loy peh, because when a person's in mourning, the Gemara says they don't have a mouth. Ki hadibur hu hisgalus hadas, because generally speech is supposed to be a revelation of das. We have that pasuk, mipiv das usvuna. From a person's mouth, we get to know what's in their mind, what's on their mind, their das and tvuna. V'oz also legalu shum das klal, afilu dibor bi'alma. And then when a person's in this type of state, mourning, cherem, a person's not allowed to reveal any das, to display any das. even ordinary speech. Mikol shkein she'ila shalom, and especially not to greet anybody, not to say shalom aleichem, kidei shelo yinku mizeh chas v'shalom, so that the negative forces shouldn't be able to draw from there. Va'oz tzorich lishleik legamri, then the person has to be completely silent. And it's only silence that protects the person at that time and saves the person from what they need to be saved. We'll do the next paragraph and then we'll take questions again. And this will explain an incredible thing in the Torah, where the Torah says that when Aaron HaKohen lost his two sons, his two older sons, Nadav and Avihu, the Torah says that he was silent. Ki pigam Nadav Avihu hayo shehistaklu veitzitzu lemala me'agvul. Because the Torah tells us that where Nadav and Avihu went wrong was they looked out of bounds. They looked beyond their boundary. They were Kohanim at the time. They wanted to be Kohen Gadol. They wanted to replace Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. They were trying to attain something that was not within their reach at the time. K'moshe Kosuv, as it says in the Torah, Bikorvosam lifnei Hashem, in their attempt to come close to Hashem, Vayamusu, they died. Sheze bechinas pigam hashtika hana. That's this pigam of a person not knowing when to be silent. If a person doesn't know that, they can enter into a do not enter zone, into a place that they're not allowed to enter. These are examples of too much light. That's where the angel of death is attached, is connected. Toiv ma'oid. And that's why this brought about the death of Nadav and Avihu. And therefore, the tikkun, the repair for this, was by Aaron HaKohen being silent at the time. And this is what enabled Aaron HaKohen to be able to draw from the makifin. Ki bischus ze nisyachet hadibur elov v'nemra loy parsha shtuya yayin. Because the Torah tells us that as a reward for Aaron HaKohen being able to maintain silence at a time like that, not to say anything against Hashem, not to question Hashem in any way, he was given the reward that the next parsha in the Torah, where Hashem teaches that a Kohen is not allowed to go into the Beis Mikdash after they drank a certain amount of wine, etc., Hashem spoke to Aaron HaKohen, not to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was given to Aaron HaKohen. Kama Shapirish Rashi Shon, as Rashi HaKodesh points out there. Ki kol hamakifim shehem hasogas hadas shehu ha-Torah nimshochem ebechina shlika. Because all makifim, all das, originates from that highest level, that keser, that silence. Shehu bechinas Moshe, which is the category of Moshe Rabbeinu, shehoya bebechinas shtika. Moshe Rabbeinu attained that level of silence, bechinas kvad peh. As Moshe Rabbeinu said, I have difficulty with speech. We could interpret that as a weakness, or we could interpret it as a strength. He was kvad peh, he knew when to be silent. And he attained that highest level of kedusha called silence. And this is what made Moshe Rabbeinu be the one to be qualified to receive the entire Torah on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into another item that's directly related. Rav Nosson is going to explain why we tear our garment when a person passes away. An Ovel has to tear Kriya. And when it came, when Shaul HaMelech forfeited his kingdom, when he didn't fulfill the instruction of Hashem to wipe out Amalek, again, we're going to see that his garment tore. Rav Nosson Saas shows that all of this is connected perfectly to what we're learning here. We should be zeichet to see the Malchus Beis David revealed to the entire world. We know that the Baal Shem Tov was a descendant of David HaMelech. He had a document of Yichus that showed his lineage going all the way back to David HaMelech. And Rabbeinu Zal is a descendant of the Baal Shem Tov. And Rabbeinu Zal said that Moshiach will be from my descendants, Meyotzei Chalotzai. We should be zeichet to see the revelation, the full revelation of the Malchus Beis David, and the Malchus, all the different Malchus of the Sitra Achra, should have a complete and final Mapola, and we should be zeichet to the Geula Shleimah, B'meira B'yameinu, Amen V'yameinu.